follow her example. And in verse 42, we see this sequence. First the United States, then the other countries, identified as well, because in verse 42, after the papacy has conquered spiritually the United States at the passage of the Sunday Law and the latter rain, loud cry is now going forward, we then see the papacy stretching forth his hand. He's bringing into subjection all the countries, upon the countries, plurality, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. In our last presentation, we looked at several passages from the Spirit of Prophecy where Sister White compares Egypt with the world. If there's a simple symbol in all of these verses, in my mind, the easiest is Egypt. Egypt, more often than not, in Bible prophecy, is used to illustrate the world. So in verse 42, in agreement with what the Spirit of Prophecy says, immediately after the Sunday Law of in the United States of verse 41, we see the papacy taking control of the countries of the world, and I would suggest that verse 42 and 43, you know, be treated as one verse. But verse 43 continues on and says, "But he, the papacy, shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and Ethiopians shall be at his step." This is identifying that as the papacy takes control of the world and the countries of the world, he also will come into control of the financial structure of the world. And brothers and sisters, this is consistent with what we understand as Seventh-day Adventists, because the mark of the papacy's authority, the mark of the beast, will be required if you choose to buy or sell. They will have the authority over the financial structure of the world. And the history of the Libyan Ethiopians we've taken up in detail in both the book, The Final Rise and Fall of the King of the North, and the Time of the End magazine, and in other presentations. But basically, Libya and Ethiopia are both geographical neighbors of Egypt. And when you look at their history, the history of their relationship with Egypt, you'll find that Libya has always been a poor, nomadic country that longed to take control of Egypt, to become rich and affluent like Egypt, whereas Ethiopia, to the south, much of the history of the relationship between Ethiopia and Egypt is that although the Ethiopians were not the ones that had the fame and the glory of Egypt, that everything that made Egypt wealthy and powerful came from Lower Africa, and it passed through the Ethiopian traders first, and the Ethiopians always exacted their portion of that booty, and therefore they were always rich and affluent. And what you're seeing here in the usage of Libya and Ethiopia in connection with Egypt is Daniel's way of